Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassow.
Huge news today for football fans who are also cable TV cord cutters, because the NFL announced it will be launching a new streaming service called, what else? NFL Plus. All right, the dollar amounts here that you need to pay attention to, $4.99 per month. Users would be able to stream certain NFL games on mobile devices. A premium version, which would include commercial-free replays of games, would cost $9.99 a month. Bloomberg's Jerry Smith was the reporter behind this story, and he joins us now to tell us more. So, Jerry, just recap for us here what NFL Plus is and what it is not.
So NFL Plus is a streaming service that the league is launching this week. And what the key thing about it is that it's these are games that you can watch only if you're watching through your phone or your tablet. So the NFL took rights that used to belong to Verizon, and they took those rights back, and they used them to create this streaming service. As far as the games you can watch, you can see Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and games on Sundays that would normally be on your local TV station like CBS or Fox. But the key difference here is that this is only mobile. You can only watch these games if you're on a phone or tablet.
Well, Jerry, talk to me about the menu, the fact that you can watch via NFL Plus. You can pay, what, $5 a month or $40 a year? But then there's a commercial-free option, is that right? And so, I mean, just talk to me a little bit about what's the offering.
Yeah, so there is a premium version that has a few more things. One is that you can watch replays of games after they've happened without any of the commercials. And the premium version, which is $9.99 a month or $79.99 a year, it also has shows from the NFL Network and archives of NFL Films, which is the league's documentary film division. So, if you're just an NFL super fan and you really can't get enough, the premium version might be for you.
But the first run of the game will still have commercials, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that many people that like watching football games after they've happened, but, already
that's why there's
the
ESPN.
Outcome. Exactly. If you think about it, this is, if you're a cord cutter and you don't have access to, say, Fox, and Fox has Sunday afternoon NFL games, I mean, this is a way that you could watch those games on your phone or tablet. But a lot of these games are also available if you have an antenna. If you have a digital antenna and you want to watch the CBS station or the Fox or the NBC station for free, that's another way that you could get this. Peacock, which is NBC streaming service, they are streaming their Sunday Night Football games. And obviously Amazon has the Thursday Night Football package exclusively this year. So the Thursday night games you could watch, you could also watch on your TV through your Prime Video subscription.
So Jerry, then, I mean, the other thing I want to know, so this is basically, so Verizon's out, right? NFL Game Pass, I guess, is out then. What does this mean for, other sort of, like Red Zone, for example? I mean, does this impact any of the, other programming that the NFL offers?
It doesn't. And one thing that is still outstanding here is NFL Sunday Ticket, which would allow you to watch, you know, out-of-market games. And that's something that the NFL is currently in discussions with. You know, Apple and Amazon seem to be the two front runners to acquire.
And this is DirecTV, right? This is the DirecTV offer?
Yeah, this is something that DirecTV has had the rights to for several years.
Yeah, that's the big one. And of course, the likes of Apple and Amazon and any big tech company for that matter has at their disposal a lot of cash, which the traditional broadcasters don't. I want to touch on that idea of the out-of-market games. Why has this local TV market setup persisted, even though it's clear that fans are distributed around the country? I mean, fantasy football and sports betting, both of which the NFL is behind and supports, have just made it more silly that people can only watch the games that are playing in their local market.
Yeah, and this is, it's not unique to the NFL. You'll see this as a sports fan in a lot of different cases, baseball as well, where there's blackout rules where you can't watch games if depending on what market you're in. And it's really designed to protect the TV networks that are paying a lot of money to these leagues for these rights, and they want to be the exclusive broadcaster of those games to that local market. So that's why, you know, there's different products depending on what market you're in. I mean, it's can make your head spin when you start to really think about all the different rights. And the NFL is better at this than any other league in terms of just slicing and dicing the rights up to different media partners. And as a fan, it can be confusing. You have to figure out, well, this game is on this app, and it's only available if I'm on my phone, and in which market I'm in. And so it gets to be confusing. It's certainly been good for the NFL in terms of generating more revenue and profits. And, you know, reaching a younger audience of people who aren't subscribing to cable anymore.
Well, let's talk about that NFL. Let's talk about the revenue and profits, right? I mean, by my, you know, back to the napkin here, you know, viewership declined a couple of years ago post-pandemic, but now...
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
The NFL's regular season audience rose 10% last year, averaging something on the order of 17.1 million viewers a game. Let's just say half of them decided to go and sign up for NFL Plus on an annual. I mean, we're talking, what, 350 million? I mean, just stupid numbers. I mean, talk to me about your expectations or based on what you're hearing here, what's the growth in viewership for NFL Plus? What's the potential there?
Yeah, so the NFL isn't discussing what their subscriber goals are or any projections they have for NFL Plus yet. But I think just zooming out a little bit, if you think about the entire television landscape everything is going down for the most part, except the NFL. And the NFL regular season viewership went up last year. But if you look at entertainment programming in general, it's really taken a nosedive in the last few years as cord cutting's accelerated. And that really has benefited the NFL. I mean, you look at the top 50 programs on TV, at least 40 of them were NFL games. I mean, it's extraordinary, and it helps a lot. The TV networks still really want these rights because it still draws advertisers, because it still draws an audience unlike really anything else on television. And now you've got these big tech companies that are interested in buying these rights, and they're competing with the media, the traditional media companies, and more competition means that the value of these rights keeps going up. So that's why a lot of people are watching Sunday Ticket, because you've got Amazon and Apple that appear to be taking this seriously. And so the NFL has been very savvy about not only continuing to work with the traditional broadcasters, because that's still where the largest audience is, but they've started to introduce new media partners, these big tech companies. Amazon, for instance, has been broadcasting Thursday Night Football, and now Apple is starting to show interest. So it's a very interesting landscape, and the NFL is still the largest, most popular entertainment programming out there.
Yeah, I remember reading that Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, has been meeting with NFL team owners, schmoozing them and getting to know them and making his case for why Apple should be considered the partner here. I take it that this NFL Plus streaming service will start in time for the new season. What are the questions you still have? What are the outstanding questions you're wondering about as you report out this story and look into how else the NFL will slice and dice its TV rights?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that one of the big questions here with NFL Plus is if it became very popular, what effect would that have on the traditional broadcasters? Because now this product is a mobile only product, but it still is competing with NBC's Sunday Night Football and ESPN's Monday Night Football, and so if more people started signing up for NFL Plus, does that have any does that dilute the audience on the traditional TV stations? That, because essentially there's overlap here. There's different ways that you can watch the same game.
Wait, I have a quick question, and maybe this gets really technical, but if it's only for your mobile device, your phone or your tablet, can't you mirror that onto whatever big screen you have in your house, or if you are a bar owner at your bar?
You are, yeah. You can do that, and savvy people who know how to mirror can do that. But, in general, I think it's seen as a way for people to watch on their phone and tablet. And certainly there's all sorts of ways that people in the cord cutting age have found workarounds.
Well, I mean, people are only getting savvier with inflation rising as much as it has. Everyone's looking for an excuse to reduce some expense or another. And this sounds like a good way to do just that.
Yeah. And you could buy a digital antenna for $30 or $40, and then you could just watch a lot of these games for free that way on your TV.
Yeah, my last question, Jerry, is can you speak to me a little bit about, the revenue share here? I mean, like, how, I just educate me a little bit, when, Brian Rolapp, the NFL's chief media and business officer, goes ahead and negotiates these deals with Amazon or with DirecTV or whoever, how does that work? Like, how involved are the individual teams, our individual owners, with these types of opportunities? Are they involved at all or not?
I don't know. I think that's an excellent question, and I'd love to know more about how involved they are. But we just saw this deal last year where the NFL renewed with all of the major broadcast partners and Amazon for over $100 billion. And that's a huge number, and it just shows just how how much interest there is from the traditional broadcasters and the tech companies. And, obviously all of that TV dollars, it trickles down to the teams and how much they can pay their players. I mean, everything, the whole ecosystem is connected. And the money that comes from these media rights is really what's fueling all of that.
Jerry
Smith. Sounds like a question for Roger Goodell, Scarlett?
Absolutely. Jerry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jerry Smith is a Bloomberg Media reporter, which means he spends a lot of time, Damian, writing about the NFL and increasingly big tech companies and how much they're willing to pony up to broadcast broadcast these games.
Well, we should have asked them about, I mean, individual team revenues. I mean, that was the next question. If I did get to ask it was, you know, I mean, you see the Packers, I mean, their revenue just hit a record $580 million in 2021 as fans are returning to stadiums, right? So, you know, there's a lot of money at stake here and a lot of money to go around. And it seems like the pie is only getting bigger, Scarlett.
Yeah, well, to the exclusion of other pies even growing, right? Because there's one sport that matters, the NFL football, and then everything else is kind of just on the sidelines. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Scarlett Fu here with Damian Sassauer. Be sure to catch us each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, where we explore the world of money and sports. Follow me on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And follow me on Twitter at The Sassauer.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.